It's not like Morse about this, you know, Chav Vav. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosi. Omer Reb Yechanan. Hakol Moedim, I mean, both Reb Yemei and Reb Yosi both agree. Hakol Moedim, that the Yomer, if he says like this, Tochol Zu. First I want in this payment to be Chava Tmuras, let's say Oila. And then the Yachakach, Tochol Zu. And then after that I want it to be Chava Tmuras Shlomim. So everybody holds Divrei Hakol Tochol Lasarishin. Everybody holds you go after the first words you said. Like once you made it into a Tmuras Oila, so it's Chala Kedushas Oila on it. And that's it. Then Pshit, you can't make it into, you cannot make it into a Shlomim anymore. What about if you say clearly, Loi Tochol Zu Elim Kem Chol Sozu? I do not want the Tmuras Oila to be Chal unless it could also be Chala Tmuras Shlomim. Then Tavaya Kochi, then both, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that both Kedushas are Chal on the Behemah. He said clearly both together. So where is the machlokes Rabbi Mei and Rabbi Yosi? Is lenechuk the only of you ela kagoyin in a case like this? Ela kagoyin mishnah sfeinu in the case of our mishnah. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Mei, right? Yeah. Yes. Where is the machlokes ela kagoyin mishnah case like our mishnah? The yoma that they say he said like this: tumuras oila, tumuras shlamim. The verse he says it should be a tumuras oila and then it should be a tumuras shlamim. So what's the machlokes? The Rabbi Mei is of our. If he really meant both together, he should have said Tumuras Oila Ushlamim. That's what he should have said. For Yoma Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlamim. How come he said the word Tumura twice? That it should be a Tumuras Oila and then a Tumuras Shlamim. His Hevel is considered as if Koime Tochozu Biachakak Tochozu. That's what Meir swore, that since he said the word Tumura twice, as if he meant to say first it should be a Tumuras Oila. Yeah, then it should be a Tumura Shlomim, and that can be, once it's Chalom Oilu, it remains an Oilu. That's where Mei is lower. We have Yossi Sava, no. Yossi holds, the Oma Tumuras Oilu Shlomim. If he would have said these words, of Tumuras Oilu Ushlomim, Havamin, I would have thought to say, Kedusha V'yeni Kareva. Like the guy can think his mind to say, if he would have said something like that, it sounds as if I don't want it to be Korav, as if I sound I want it to be a mixture of both together, and there's no such Korban like that. Therefore, the guy thinks that I really want it to be brought to for Corbin. So how should I say it? I talk and mean both together. But I'll say it better. Rather, it should be a Tumuras Oila and a Tumuras Shlomim. Meaning that I want two Kedushas HaKorban to be Chal. So Kamash Malon, and that's talk what the person meant, according to Rabbi Yosi. That the person talk means to say, both of them should be Chal. And therefore, that's Rabbi Yosi Svaro, that both Kedushas are Chal. And even though you can't bring it for both, what you'll have to do is you have to sell it now with the money you'll bring both of them. Tell her about it like this. It says, Oima behemazu chetzi tmuras oila vechetzi tmuras shlamim. Let's say somebody says upon one behema that half of it should be a tmuras oila and the other half of it should be a tmuras shlamim. So lochur is kula takriv oila. Again, divrei Rabbi Meir, quote Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is brought for korban oila. And when you said those words first, so first it's chal on half of it, a Kedushas Oila. And once it's Chal on half of it, automatically it's Nispashit, and it goes upon the whole Behemah, so the whole Behemah becomes an Oila. And even though we had a Machlokes before about Ragla Shozu, but here it's much better, because here it's on a Shamat Luyibo. Like if you say half of an animal, then it's Chal on the whole animal. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, Tiro, let it pasture in the fields, that's it, the story until it becomes a Bamum. And again, Vitimoch, you'll have to sell it. V'yofi v'demei chetzia t'muras oila, or v'demei chetzia t'muras shlamim. That's what you have to do here. You'll have to sell it, and you'll have to bring both, half, with half the money buy an oila, half the money buy a shlamim, and a chanami, same thing like an amishna. Amr Rav Yosi, if Yosi says like this, then that's the chomz din, yeah. Now Amr Rav Yosi, if Yosi says, in lakach niskavi metchila, if this is what he really had in mind at the beginning, that both should be chal, so hoyu, like it says in the Mishnah, since it's not possible to say both words at the same time, you can't say Oil and Shlom at the same time. If so, Dvorv Kayomim. Then the Mice is Dvorv is Kayomim. That taka, like we're saying, both Kedushas are Chal and the Behema, and you'll have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate Kabonis. So I'm going to ask the question, the Chura, Rabbi Yosi, Haini Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the Kedushas are Chal, and you have to sell it. So my answer to the I'll tell you, Kulu Rabbi Yosi. Ketonu, the whole mission, the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi is a Tanakhama also. Now, Tani, you can another price like this. behema chetzi oilo vechetzi chatis. And if somebody says this behema, half of it should be a korban oilo, and half should be a korban chatis. So lo charisti korav oilo nechanami divrav meya. According to meya, goes according to his first lashon. The first thing he said was it should be an oilo, so the behema becomes a korban oilo, even though only he says half of it. But since half is chal, it's automatically in the spashlet on the whole thing, so the whole thing becomes a korban oilo, so it can't be a chatis at all. Rabbi Yossi Yaminot Thomas. Rabbi Yossi says, Allah where it has to die, it's called Thomas. And Rashi says the reason why it's Thomas over here is because that's Rabbi Yossi Shitosai. They will listen to both things that he said. So therefore, since he wanted to be an Oyla and a Chatis, and we're talking about this, Rashi learns, this person was not Mechuyi the Chatis. But since he didn't have a Chiyah to bring a Chatis, if he's Mafresh a Chatis, it has Loch like Lemisa Oslo. So first, there's the question, Rashi, if he's not Mechuyi the Chatis, it's not Chal at all, it shouldn't be Lemisa Oslo. So the Toys learns the cases where you said a tmuras a chatis. Not that you wanted to be a chatis, but you wanted to be a tmuras chatis, and that's lemisozla. Think on the bottom, the Rabbeinu Geshem is masper Rashi, that if somebody's not mechuyev a chatis, and he sets aside a korban chatis, it's like a chatis shekipu baleho. It's as if like you had your kapor already, because you don't even need it. So if a Rashi holds, that will also be lemisozla. So I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yossi, since it's chal, this kedushas chatis, whether it's a tmuras chatis or whether it's chatis shekipur baleom, therefore the din is the whole bein has to be Thomas. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's only chal the oila, not the chatis, therefore it's a korban oila. But for Shovim, both of them agree, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both agree, that boim, let's say it sounds like this, chetzi chatis. He says, first of all, half of it should be a chatis. And again, according to Rashi, where the person was not mechuyev a chatis, so because he made half of the chatis, it has the din of Thomas. And then he said, "V'chate oilo, she Thomas." Both of them agree, she Thomas, because in the Mishnah like money, who's going to shove in money? Rabbi Meir, who you tell me, even Rabbi Meir agrees over here. The Churub Sheet, of course, according to Rabbi Meir, for sure it's Thomas. Like when you say the word chatis first, so according to Rabbi Meir, it's like it's only chalak kedushas chatis on it, and this is like a chatis shekipu baleo, so it's lemisa's law. So Mishnah says, no, mal the time I would have thought this like this. He loved the Yashmina, if not for teaching us this halacha, that both agree in this case as Lemiso, have a mean, I would have thought a little bit different. I would have thought to say, time of the Rabbi Meir, I would have said the reason why Rabbi Meir says you go boss to the first Lashon, where he says it should be an oil and then a chatis, love me shum tofus Lashon Rishon. I could have made a mistake to thought that's not the sworn in Rabbi Meir. It's not the pshat you go after the first Lashon you said. Since so, how come if he says first an oila and then a chatis, why is the chalak kedushas oila? I would have thought maybe like this. Elohainu time, this is the reason, that chatis murevis kreva, that a chatis murevis is kreva. Chatis murevis means it like this. In the case where you have this kedushas chatis mixed in, since as the chatis is not brought for korban, adarabba, as the chatis it should be lemisa, but it's mixed in with another kedusha, like an oila, so I would have thought to say, since the oil is the ikka, that's the kedusha sakrova, so it's like that nitcha that pushes out the chatis. That's the swara of Rabbi Meir. And really, when he first said oil then chatis, maybe really both should be chal. But the pshat is, since for the oil it's brought for carbon, for the chatis to be lemisa, so that din lemisa is not strong enough to be chal, therefore the oil pushes it away. That's called chatis murevis, is kreva, Rashi says. Like she nisarva bo shtei kedushas v'yavagava tabayu chayli ola korban hoylu umarva midi dechazi like rova kamashmalon. They would have thought to say, since with this chatas is mixed in something that could have a kedushas akrova like the oyla, so the oyla was the main thing. Now that would have been the svara then v'yafilu, the same halacha would have applied kiyama if he would have said the opposite way, even if he would have said chetzi chatas v'od oma chetzi oyla kreva. If that would have been this one in Rabbi Meir, so even this way also, even though first he said half should be a chatis, and then he says half should be an oila, so really both should be chal. But now that both are chal, the oila has a din to be brought for korban. The chatis has a din to be mesa. So maybe Rabbi Meir's story is we push away this the kedushas chatis. Is kamashma not the chiddush not like that? Kamashma no, that it could be brought. Kamashma no, that that's not the svar. Kamashma on the loy. Kamashma know that the svar of Meir is that the toughest lashon rishon you go also the first word he said. So therefore, in the sefer where he says the word chatis first, and echnami it's chalda din chatis on it, and since it's like a chatis shenis chatu baleo, the din will be lemisa osla. Or else, by choice, it's like a tumuras chatis will be lemisa. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we don't have another verse like this. Tanya, Yidoch, Oma Behemazu. Somebody says upon this Behemah, Chetzi Oilo, Vechetzi Shlam. He wants half of it to be a Korban Oilo, and half of it to be a Korban Shlamin. Slochra is Kedusha, Vienna Kareva, Lamaisa, both Kedushas like a Schal, where it goes against Rabbi Yosi Lechura. But Lochra is this itself, you can't bring, since it has two Kedushas, you can't bring it. You have to wait till it becomes a Balmum and be poison with the money by two. And right now it has a Kedushas of Gufan, and therefore it's a Tumura, it makes it Tumura. You could take another Behemoth Chul next one and say, Zutaka Zu. And then would be, Tumurasa Kyaitzabo. The Tumura would have the same Aloch like this, Tumurasa Kyaitzabo. Tumurasa Zachura, Mani, who's this price go like? The Chur Rabbi Yosi goes according to Rabbi Yosi that says both Kedushas Achal. Tumurasa says Pshita. The Kedusha, so the Chur Pshita goes like Rabbi Yosi. What's the Kiddush over here? Tumurasa will tell you the Kedusha, Vienna Kedusha, Tumurasa Itzrachlei. The Kiddush is that the Tumura has the same halacha like the Behemoth itself. That's the Kiddush. Because otherwise, Mal Tatem, I would have thought to say, Nehi Dehi Le Korva. True, the first one, the original Korban, cannot be brought for Korban. Because you were Matfis, two Kedushas on it, you made the Kedushas Oilan and Kedushas Shlomim. But maybe when you say Tumurasa Tikorev, maybe if you make a tumur out of it, you say another behemoth chulin, zu tachazu. So since lechetchila, like you be makriv this tumura, maybe you would have the kedushas akrova. You could bring it. I don't know what. I don't know be an oil or shlomin, but maybe this could be brought. Kamashmo, the chiddush is no. That the svar is maishnohi. What's the difference? The mother, the original carbon, the loy korvo, it can't be brought for carbon. Why? To have the loy kedusha dechuyam, because since it has two kedushas on it. The Kedushas cannot be brought for Akrova, is so Tumurasa Nami. When you make a Tumur out of it, it's the same halacha. Mikoya Kedusha Dechuya Kasya, that this Tumur comes because of Kedusha Dechuya, and therefore the Tumur also cannot be brought. That's the Chiddush over here. Kedusha Nami goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that both Lashon is Achal, and therefore it's called the Kedushas Oil and Shlomin. It can't be brought for Korban, but you have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate Korbanos. If you make a Tumur the way it is right now, also to send the Tumur the same halacha. Omer Rabbi Yechimichan says like this, Behema shal shnei shutfim, so you have a behema that belongs to two shutfim, behema shal shnei shutfim. You have two people own the behema together. What's going to be hikdish chetzi shalai? Ruvain, one shutf, one partner, is makdish his half. So when he's makdish his half, he only owns half of it, he can't be makdish kedusha saguf, because he doesn't own the other half, so he can't like be makdish on the korban. Elamai, all you need to be makdish just to the domin. That the value of how much half the animal is worth, you'll have to give that much money to the Bedek Abayis, to the Hegdish. So at the beginning, you're only makdish the Kedushas Domim, the value of half of the Behemah. And now what happened was, v'chaz of Lokach, then this Ruvain bought the other half off the other partner. And now he owns the whole thing. V'chaz of Lokach, chetzi acheres, he went and bought the other half. And v'gdisha. And now he was makdish Kedushas Aguf. Now that he owns the whole Behemah, he's makdish now kedusha saguf. So what's the locha? Locha is kedusha. Itaka has the dim kedusha saguf on it. Since you makdish now the whole thing and you own it now, you give it a kedusha saguf. But v'yena kreiva, the maisa can be brought for carbon. And we'll soon see why not. The churu is the first time you're putting kedusha saguf. Let's say you made it for noila, so the chiddush still can't be brought for carbon. But v'yosa tmura, since it has a kedusha saguf on it, it could make tmura. And the tumurosa kiyotze, we do make tumura.